up your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Adeco Queen is on the line. Janice Anderson, the founder of homedesign.co.za, just giving us a heads up on the essentials, the basics that every homeowner ought to have in their toolbox. Good morning, Janice.
Yeah, morning, Refilwe. How are you this long weekend?
Very, very well. And I'm glad to say I'm not that proverbial neighbor, that neighbor that I spoke about earlier on, who is always borrowing stuff, borrowing that hammer, borrowing that drill, forgetting to return it timelessly. And then when they do return your drill, blunt. Can't be used anymore.
You can imagine where I live. Of course, everybody knows what I do, and I do the DIY, I do the workshop.
It's your own fault,
there's
Janice.
Always somebody at my door. Can I borrow a ladder? Can I borrow a drill? Can I borrow a screwdriver? So I thought, you know, let's put together an essential toolbox that every homeowner should have.
Yes, and many of these things, you know, if you sort of do it right, affordable. It's not prohibitive. Start us off. Obviously, your toolbox, your toolkit. What should be in there?
Yeah, you need a good toolbox, something you can carry around or roll around wherever you go, that keeps the tools in one place, keeps them in good condition, and you know where they are all the time. Although, sure. Having said that, my kids take my tools out and they never put them back in the flipping toolbox. So, yeah. Preferably have a padlock on it so nobody else can get in it.
And an inventory, a laminated inventory of what's inside. All right, start us off. The first thing that, top of your list, the claw hammer.
Okay, toolbox, toolkit. The second thing you need is a hammer, preferably a claw hammer. You know, I see these guys and they buy these, what they call ball peen hammers, got no claw on them, but it's a two-in-one tool. So if you buy the hammer and you get the one with the claw on it, you can hammer nails in and you can take nails out. So definitely get a claw hammer. That's the best one to invest in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Simple, easy. Ratchet screwdriver or that multi-bit cordless screwdriver?
Yes, there's plenty of cordless screwdrivers on the market now. I actually got myself the Bosch one, I think it's the Go.
Yeah.
And it's got all the little screwdriver bits in there and it's cordless and it's powerful enough. So you never have to worry about finding the right screwdriver.
Yeah.
Whereas the ratchet one comes in a kit and you get all different bits that fit in the top of the ratchet one. Look, you can lose those things. They are pretty fiddly. But if you look after your tools, it should last you a long time.
Absolutely. If you've ever had a minor leak that you could address but you can't because you don't have a set of wrenches, you know how important this is.
Yeah, and especially, I think we talked the one time about what happens if you've got slow water and the tap filter on the end of the tap gets blocked. So you automatically need a set of wrenches there to be able to take that tap filter off and give it a nice clean. But so many other things as well you're going to use a set of wrenches for. So just invest in the basic set. It doesn't have to be Godot and actually cost you a fortune. Just an inexpensive set of wrenches.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pliers, okay. And yes. The spirit level, talk us through those.
Well, pliers, the same as the wrenches. You never know when you're going to need them, so have them in hand. Spirit level, to me, you can't do DIY without a spirit level, especially if you like hanging pictures or anything on the wall. So you need a spirit level. And then I've got a selection of tapes because I always believe everybody should have duct tape. And then you could also get electrical tape. You can get plumber's tape. So just buy a selection of these three and put them in your toolbox so that they're there when you need them.
So comprehensive, so common sense, so straightforward. I love your hit list this morning. And yeah, it's so necessary, guys. Just do it. And, you know, we're calling it something for a homeowner's essential toolbox. But I mean, if you live in any kind of structure, whether you're renting, whether, you know, it's very important to have all of these things and not find yourself calling someone, finding someone on those apps, you know, handyman, mm-hmm. to, you know, to come take a look mm-hmm. at what, as you'll find out, is just like the water filter clogged on your tap, you yeah. know, and spending money that you don't have in some cases, but maybe money you just shouldn't have to pay for something so simple. Thanks so much, Janice. Really appreciate your time as per usual. And of course, you can find Janice Anderson's website and her weekly blogs or regular blogs on homedesign.co.za.